2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, the third day of December. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Clear driving conditions and no delays on the roads yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour, the local chapter of a national police union is asking some tough questions after that officer-involved shooting in West Valley earlier this week. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with the latest. Nick?
There we go, Amanda. It's the Utah Fraternal Order of Police asking why a Nijoker was out on the streets before he was shot and killed by West Valley Police in a shootout earlier this week. President Brent Jecks tells KSL-TV he hopes the district attorney and others will see this as an example of why violent offenders cannot be given leniency.
Anybody looking at that should go, okay, this is a problem. People need to take this seriously. It is a big, big deal.
Two West Valley officers were shot before Joker was fatally wounded. One of them was released from the hospital, the other still recovering from surgery. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake District Attorney Sim Gill says in June his office attempted to send a Nijoker to prison, but the judge made a different call. KSL-TV's Daniela Rivera continues our team coverage.
Gill said it's important to know that most cases are settled instead of tried by a jury. And while some counts were dismissed, Joker's deal meant that he was convicted of the most critical charges he faced. The judge who sentenced Joker decided to give him another chance. Joker's suspended prison sentence meant he was out on probation when months later an attempt to arrest him led to a standoff.
We'll continue to bring you any updates on this story as it happens. A Utah charter school is being criticized for using the image of a black child behind bars for a fundraising event. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda is live with more. Jacob?
Yes, Amanda, the Summit Academy High School in Bluffdale was promoting a lunch fundraiser by using an image of a black student in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. The Salt Lake Tribune says advocates are demanding to know how the ad for social media was approved. They called the post insensitive and derogatory. A high school director, Michael Clark, called the image unfortunate and said the school did not intend for anyone to feel hurt by it. The head of the Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter, Ray Duckworth, asks, "Is this how they see us?" The post was taken down from the school's Instagram account 2 hours later. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Cases of the newly discovered Omicron variant continue to show up in more places around the U.S. Amy C. M. Nguyen begins our team coverage saying cases are confirmed now in five states.
In Minnesota, doctors detected the variant in someone who returned from New York City after attending an anime conference before Thanksgiving. The 53,000 people who attended the conference at the Javits Convention Center were required to have at least one vaccine shot and wear masks.
We do anticipate there'll be more cases.
Scientists are racing to study the severity of the new variant.
President of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, says they are seeing people get sick with Omicron that previously had COVID and some that were vaccinated.
Were these people infected because it was far enough out from their vaccine that they had falling or waning immunity? Were they infected because the Omicron variant can infect people who are well protected from the Delta variant? We don't know the answer to that question.
He says the good news so far is that all the reported cases in the U.S. have been mild, and hopefully this is a more mild form of the disease. In about 30 minutes, the government will release its latest jobs report this morning. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what to expect.
Economists expect 573,000 jobs were added to the workforce in November, which would mark another strong month of hiring as the recovery from the pandemic continues. Wages are also expected to go up as employers try to attract workers. One key number to watch is the labor force participation rate to see if employees who left the workforce are still hesitant to return. Any uncertainty caused by the new Omicron variant wouldn't yet show up in this November report. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
The TikTok account of a popular American folk artist with autism has just been reinstated after fans rallied to get it back. KS on News Radio's Lindsay Ertz explains.
Nicole Parrish goes by the account Sound of the Forest.
It's stag beetles. Oh my gosh, it's a male and female pair.
She shares about being neuroatypical and her love for bugs and art. She says she was banned for using the words autism and autistic in her videos.
Clearly I'm not Nicole. With the move and with the stress of her account getting banned, she's nonverbal at the moment.
Her friend, Mitch Boland, tells us the account is now back and 70,000 people signed a change.org petition in less than 24 hours. Nicole is thrilled.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. There were hundreds of videos complaining to TikTok.
Nicole says her account got banned because it's been flagged too many times. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.